Lampedusa, a small island off the coast of Italy, has become a major entry point for thousands of African and Middle Eastern migrants to Europe who arrive after making a dangerous journey to escape war and violence in their homelands. It's the subject of a new documentary from Gianfranco Rossi called Fire at Sea, which won a Golden Bear for Best Foreign Language Film at the 2016 Berlinale.
Was just the word Golden Bear.
But you won the Golden Bear, but that's a rarity for a documentary, and is a nominee this year for an Academy Award for Best Documentary Feature. It opened last Friday at the Cinema Village. I'm very pleased it has brought Gianfranco Rossi to our show today. Hello.
Good morning.
Where is Lampedusa located? How far is it from the Italian mainland, and how far is it from Africa?
Well, Lampedusa is closer to Tunisia. And just to tell you, to give an idea, Lampedusa basically, if you just recently was put into the maps, if you saw only any Italian maps before the 80s, there was no sign of Lampedusa. It's a tiny, tiny island.
Not even a dot.
Not even a dot. So now they're reporting on the side, you know, with their square, with their red square. So it's an island that I always say it's outside the map, and which recently, you know, in the last few years became known because being like a beacon for people escaping from tragedy, war, all kind of disaster, and they arrive in Lampedusa as point of arrival, the door of Europe is the place where people arrive escaping for all kind of tragedy.
And how many people were living on the island before all of this began?
In the island, they live around 4,000 people.
So it's a small population.
Small population. It's an 8 square kilometer island, so you can just, like, in 2 hours, you can do the whole round of the island.
Are most of these people from Africa?
Africa, from Syria, probably less, you know, since the Balkan route was opened one and a half years ago. But most of the people are from Africa, from Ghana, from Eritrea, from Somalia, from Nigeria, and coming, you know, after crossing all the desert and the things, all this extremely long journey. Sometimes people are, takes like 2 years to arrive to Libya, and when they arrive to Libya, all kind of tragedy happens, you know. In order to take a boat, people are like under the hands of like human smuggler, and then from there, the last hope is like being able to be on a boat and crossing the sea to arrive to Lampedusa.
Are the Eritreans treated differently because they have historic ties to Italy? Their country was an Italian colony in the late 19th century.
Paradoxically enough, they're not recognized as political refugee Eritreans, so it's a very difficult position.
Despite the terrible totalitarian government,
the fact that, you know, most of the people have to do life service for military, that's why people escape from there, most of them, they're not recognized as refugees, so this is a big tragedy.
How many African migrants come to Italy through Lampedusa each year?
Well, let's say that in the last 15 years, more than 500,000 people are passed from Lampedusa, and the tragedy is that more than 27,000 people died crossing the sea. So the Mediterranean Sea is like a cemetery, is a tomb, and people find most of the time, a lot of time, unfortunately, death crossing the sea.
They're dying because they're being put on inadequate vessels. How much do they have to pay to these smugglers and traffickers to go on these unsafe ships?
Well, it goes from $800 to $1,500, which is most tragic. That sometimes when they arrive there, people, they don't have any more money for the last trip of hope, and they have to sell their kidney. I was today with Dr. Bartolo, which is here. He's in New York, Dr. Bartolo, and he was telling that more and more he sees people with arriving in Lampedusa with car, which they just sold their kidney. And most of the time, people, they're so ashamed that they even say, they say, well, I had an operation, I was sick. But that's what's happening. People sell their kidney, their body parts, in order to be able to make that journey of hope. And a lot of time, people find that in the middle of the sea.
My guest is Gianfranco Rossi. His documentary, Fire at Sea, takes its title from a song called Fuoco a Mare.
Fuoco a Mare, sì.
What does the song say, and why is it relevant to the story?
Well, the song is a song, it's almost an hymn in Lampedusa. Since my first arrival in Lampedusa, you always hear this song at the market with fishermen, with the boats. It's like people sing that song, people whistle that song. It's a part of the island culture. And the title of the song is Fuoco a Mare. And when I asked someone why it's Fuoco a Mare, and it's related to a tragedy that happened during the Second World War, though there was a military boat, Italian, which was bombed by the British airplane and got on fire. And there was a tragedy, many people died, and there was this fire at sea. And so this became an hymn to a tragedy and death, but somehow there's a lightness in this song. There's a certain levity on this song, which somehow I was fascinated. So it's a song which is very light, but somehow dense of recognition of tragedy.
Although these migrants are, there's nothing light about their story. How are they processed once they arrive at Lampedusa? Does the EU contribute money to help them?
Well, there is funding from European Union, but politically it's a very difficult situation. When people arrive in Lampedusa, they spend only 2-3 days there, and then they're brought into the mainland in this permanent hotspot center, where they get identified, and somehow they're waiting sometimes also over 2-3 years in order to get a status of refugee, of political refugee, and sometimes if they don't get that status and recognize, they're sent back where they come from. So Lampedusa is somehow the place of arrival, and hope is still there, and once they leave Lampedusa, their life is completely on the unknown.
Do they want to stay in Italy, or are they hoping to go to Scandinavia or
this
Germany?
This is another problem, because there is a law, unfortunately, which was set by European Union, that if you're when you put your fingerprint in the place where you arrive, you have to stay in that place. But most of the people, they want to reach other countries like Sweden, England, Germany, France, because they have relatives, or because, you know, they just basically want to move somewhere else. And most of them, they are stuck in Italy and they cannot even rejoin the family. And that's another big tragedy.
Now, you tell a number of stories in this film. One is about a 12-year-old boy named Samuela, who goes to the eye doctor because he has a lazy eye. Why tell that story in this context?
Well, I wanted to create a point of view in my film. And when I met Samuele, I started following his story. I realized that his inner life, his inner world, was somehow very special and was always bringing beyond Lampedusa. You know, everything he was doing, the hunting, the war, the slang shot, the bird, the lazy eye, was bringing me to some phenomena was beyond Lampedusa, and the tragedy that we were not able to face. You know, it's a story of a little kid. Samuele is almost a coming of age element. You know, the harshness of growing up reflects a bit our harshness on facing the unknown and what we are not able to recognize. You know, so Samuele became like a part of a red thread in my film, and create a narrative element of the film. And there's never contact between Samuele and the migrants, because politically, I mean, the island is being somehow militarized, and the boats are either rescued or saved or intercepted in the middle of the water, and they're brought into Lampedusa. Then they stay 2 days, and then they're out of Lampedusa. They stay in this center. So there's never really contact between these two worlds. So Lampedusa become almost like a state of mind, like a metaphor for what's happening in Europe and what's happening in the rest of the world. These two worlds, they never interact, although they are so close, and they cannot have any kind of connection. But in the film, between these two worlds, there's Dr. Bartolo, who is another character of the film.
Dr. Pietro Bartolo,
he's somehow the bridge and the connection between these two worlds.
And he says about the crisis, it leaves you with an emptiness in your gut, a hole. Do other people on the island feel that way? They do have little contact.
Very little
with
contact.
What's going on?
And Dr. Bartoli is on the front line. He's on a 24-hour call, and he was telling me that he visited over like 300,000 people in these last 15 years. Dr. Bartoli, a migrant arriving in Lampedusa, so he's the one that has an incredible human energy, human effort, constantly. I saw him at work. I saw him. He's always on the front line, and he's somehow the man between these two worlds that they never connect.
What about you? Are you between a number of worlds? Didn't you study filmmaking at NYU?
I did, yes.
So looking at the attitudes toward immigrants in this country, throughout Europe, how do you see them in the context of the story you're telling here?
Well, you know, when I started this film, very few people were talking about immigrants and migration, and more in within these 3 years since I started, the film became like a world crisis and a world awareness. And I started the film in Berlin exactly a year ago, and I can see how the film is changing with the political crisis that is happening. And the film is somehow adapting itself in every country. Since Berlin, the film was came out in 64 countries, so was I basically went around to at least 40 of these places, and I see how the film in every place talks in a different way. So now we are is here in the States, and also the film is adapted to the political situation that is here, you know, and so the politics somehow breathes outside the frame constantly in this film. And so the echo of this cry, this cry of help that starts in Lampedusa, we brought the Mediterranean Sea into the desert of California, where somehow there's another tragedy of people crossing the desert and dying there. So these two, the desert and the sea, they are two places of death, you know, two cemetery where migrant phenomenons are. It's a transversal phenomenon in this moment.
Well, good luck in California, because the film has been nominated for an Academy Award. I wish you the best. Meanwhile, people can see it at the Cinema Village here in New York. And my great thanks to Gianfranco Rossi, whose film is called Fire at Sea, for being on our show today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.